Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. After a month-long hiatus, we are back recording. We're super excited about it, and we're going to be telling you guys a little bit about what we've been doing personally and professionally, and also give you our new vision, updated vision, for the podcast. So let's get to it.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Katie, not only have we not been recording, but we haven't been seeing each other as much, and it's been crazy and weird, and I don't like it.
It's been so tragic, and it's so weird, though, and it, like, made me sad for a lot of time, because, like, we were just such in that habit, and it just goes to show you how fast time can go without, like, seeing people, and, like, if you don't have something in place, like how easy it is to, we obviously didn't lose touch, but do you know what I mean? I thought of like other relationships and how fast time flies, and like before you know it, I haven't seen someone in 2 months.
Yeah, I have a really good friend that I don't see hardly ever, but her and I were working out together consistently for a couple months, and I loved it. Same with my sister. Her and I were working out consistently together for like a couple months, and it's just incredible like the difference it makes in your relationship when you see each other on a regular basis.
And your quality of life.
So I'm going to ask you a couple questions about what's been going on. You're going to ask me a couple questions, and then we can talk about what – so we did meet a couple times to talk about the podcast direction, because we wanted to just solidify it and make any changes, and we'd been recording for a year and a half. We needed to break, and it was good.
Again, if you guys knew us pre-podcast, you know we are jumpers. And we have commitment issues. And so the fact that we have been recording pretty almost every single week, I mean, there have been like gaps here and there, but like we've released an episode, if not more, every single week for a year and a half. That is an eternity in our life. So we both thought we just needed, okay, a break, kind of step back, refocus. You guys know us. We don't wait till the end of the year or the new year to refocus. We decided, okay, now's the time. Let's take a break, decide what our vision is.
So what have you and Joey been doing with yourselves this summer?
Most recently, Joey's sister got married, and it was so much fun. It was downtown Chicago. It was like 20s theme vibe. And Joey's family, well, when you've been with someone for like over 10 years, they basically feel like family. And I will say, though, for the brides-to-be out there, I do not recommend putting your own flower arrangements together. That was a little stressful.
Stressful because, like, you had to do it the day of or whatever, or stressful because it didn't work out? Or both?
So the company basically sent you all these flowers, like, in boxes, and they give you these directions of how to assemble everything, like, everything from the centerpieces to the bridal bouquets to the bride's bouquet to the boutonnieres to the, like, I don't really understand flowers. So for me, it was kind of overwhelming. Everything turned out beautiful, and the flowers were really great quality, but now I understand why flowers are so expensive, because that is an art to put everything together, make sure the flowers go in the right place. And I just decided, no, not for me.
Yeah, that one thing with our wedding was like our flowers were our main centerpiece for the tables. And so the fact that like someone else was basically doing all of the decorating was so worth it. Like, I totally agree. I would not have done well with doing my own flowers.
His sisters are super awesome at it. They're very crafty, very DIY. And so they were able to fix all my areas that were clearly struggling. Like, I put those in the back. But it ended up being, it was fun, but stressful.
So, okay, life has been good. I'm glad. And you are also working your tail off to get your private practice planned and moving forward. So how has that been?
It's been really well. We talked in the past about the power of accountability and meeting with strangers. I'm proud to say I still meet with my stranger friend online. We're not strangers anymore, but we hop on a Skype call. We try to do twice a week. Sometimes our schedules, like who has conflicts at 6 a.m, except for me. So we try to do twice a week, 6 a.m. We talk about, okay, this is what we're going to work on today. We set a timer, and then at the end of it, we touch base again and say, how'd it go? What'd you get done? And that has been super helpful for me to just know that, like, it sounds so small, 2 hours per week that's dedicated to focusing on just that, but it has made such an impact.
That's awesome. I'm so glad for you. I love when those things come together, when those pieces of accountability fall into place and it really works. It's just big strides in your business, I'm sure.
Definitely, because this gal, she is also a dietitian who is in full-blown private practice right now, but she's around my age. She's kind of very early stages, so we can relate on a lot of things that I think that's hard to find. Right now, as far as where I'm at, I'm seeing clients at a gym that I teach at, but I'm also starting to get all those different systems in place, like my online charting, finding other clinics that I can see patients at. So I'm looking at some physical therapy clinics, as well as right now working on updating my website and really getting clear with my message, which has always been kind of a question mark.
Yeah, and you had this amazing branding package put together, and I looked through it, of course, and I loved that your message and your, like, ideal client was 100% a Fit Friends Happy Hour person.
For sure. They basically, these awesome, badass branding women, I don't know what you want to call them, they took everything in my brain and kind of helped me pull out, you know, what exactly is it that I'm trying to help and who am I trying to serve? And a lot of it is the exact same people who are listening to this. So it's been busy, but fun. And I feel really good about it right now.
Yeah, which I know you want to ask me some questions, but this just kind of leads right into what we've been trying to get clear on with the podcast. And I mean, our planning for the podcast has been really, like, sporadic in the past. Like, we just, when we think of topics that we want to talk about, we'll do them right away. We'll save them. Like, we just do whatever. But now that we have taken this month off, we're really, really focused on each month providing you guys with an episode about nutrition, an episode that hits on mindset, an episode that hits on fitness, and then doing at least one interview. So in the past, we've kind of just thrown interviews in whenever they've worked out, but we're going to try to do them once a month. And so you're getting a good dose of Katie and I and an interview, because we know that you guys like both of those for different reasons.
We also realized we were almost doing a disservice by being so fly by the seat of our pants, and we really want to take time to really deliver you guys the best content, the most up-to-date, whatever it is that we think you need. But if you have different ideas in mind, of course, let us know. We're always open to whatever hot topics that you want to hear about at that time.
Yeah, you guys might be surprised that we legitimately planned out, 3 months of content. So, holy cow, that's big.
I mean, I don't know who we are anymore, but I kind of like it.
Okay, so going back to you, Katie, besides your full-time job, of course, what and how full is your plate right now?
I think God has thrown some signals out. He's taken some things off my plate. So I'm definitely teaching less classes in order to spend more time on my private practice. At first, this wasn't by choice. It was kind of frustrating and upsetting and led to having some difficult conversations with bosses. And because, like, you know, our classes are our babies, and anyone who teaches group fitness or takes group fitness, when your schedule changes, you kind of freak out. So that has been a blessing in disguise. So definitely teaching less classes, but it's allowed me to take a little bit more classes, which I like. I'm still not in quite a structured workout routine, but I did just sign up for a half marathon with my sisters. So I'm hoping that has kind of reignites some structure, and we'll see.
Number one, I think that God, like, literally has to remove stuff from your plate for you to get the picture, because you're just, like, full plate queen. So that is kind of ironic, and I'm glad that you're seeing it in a positive light and focusing on, like, what and who you want to be down the line. But as far as structure with fitness goes, I do not do well without structure. Oh my goodness. Like, I cannot work out if it's not in the morning. Like, that just doesn't work out for my life right now. If I don't work out in the morning, it's not going to happen. If, especially after, like, 5, I'm not going to. So I absolutely have to, like, commit myself to that. And I haven't fully. So my own schedule has been so hit or miss, which, who am I? I'm like, it's so annoying.
I can totally relate to the morning thing. I literally had to tell myself this morning how you're going to hate yourself if you don't get out of bed, because think of how awful that feeling is at 5:30 p.m. when you haven't worked out and you know, I'm not working out today. So, like, yeah, morning's over everything.
Yeah, I could have that same conversation with myself, but be like, oh my gosh, you're gonna just kick yourself when you get up at like 7 o'clock when the girls get up, or 6:30 or whatever it is, and then like my hair is a mess and I don't brush my teeth, and just like madness ensues if I have to like get a cranky child out of bed before I get myself out of bed. End rant. But yeah, early mornings for the win.
Enough about me. I want to hear about you. Let's start with, you've started this VA. So for you guys listening, VA stands for virtual assistant in our world. So you started this VA business. Tell us more about kind of how it's evolved, how you started. You actually became like an LLC. So that's super exciting. Tell us more about that.
Yes, I registered for my LLC in like maybe March, April maybe. So yes, very exciting. I am doing like a lot of email marketing, which... So a little background, because we talk a lot about the conference that we went to in California like 100 years ago at this point. And I want to say that I thought for a while that I wanted to have a fitness business online, and I wanted to be like the face of that business. And I'm very outgoing, and so that does fit with me. And then, you know, we did a ton of learning. We educated ourselves on like how to run a business, and we, you know, bought courses and we went through all of that. For me, it like never really stuck on like what I wanted to do with all the information I had. So now that I've found myself into this virtual assistant job, gig, whatever, it's kind of like, whoa, this is where I'm supposed to be right now. Because I have all this knowledge, yet I don't really want to be the business. So I'm helping other people with their businesses, and I love it. It's been really, really great. Super flexible with my kiddos too.
First of all, who wouldn't want to have you as their assistant? Gosh, you are blessed clients. I bet that's pretty rewarding too, working with different health-minded people, because you're still kind of in that field of fitness and health. And so even the work that you do, it's kind of surrounded by that. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds colliding.
For sure. And I can like take other people's ideas and put them into action. And that's what I really love doing, is less of like the big picture stuff and more of like the, okay, let's make it happen. So I like am that make it happen person for a handful of other people.
And to connect the dots for them, to kind of help see their vision come to fruition. That's pretty cool.
Yes. And I helped one client launch a podcast in August, and then and another client is launching a podcast in September. So I'm all about the podcast life right now.
So awesome. I think a lot of times we forget how much, like, we're so inundated on social media of all these like perfect posts, and just like it all seems so organic. But I think a lot of people don't realize the back work that goes into what you see on a website and what you see on the millions of emails that you get. And so that's pretty awesome.
Definitely.
It wouldn't be an update on your life if we didn't talk about the girls. What are Sammy and Opie doing? Is Opie like running and sprinting by now? Playing soccer?
Opie is going to be 7 months in a couple days, which, oh my gosh, I'm... Oh, 7 months sounds so old. 6 months I can handle, but 7, this is a completely different world. But no, they're super awesome, and they're just like a handful. I mean, it's amazing, and I'm still so freaking like happy and lucky that I get to be home with them, because it's still exactly where I want to be. I've been considering having someone, like, there's this thing called like a mother's helper, which is like kind of a nanny, kind of a babysitter that comes and watches your kids while you're at your own house. And I've been thinking about doing that for like 2 hours a week, period. Like, that's it. But I was thinking about it for a couple of weeks, and I talked to a couple of people, like I got some contacts for it, but I just ended up not really wanting to do it. And so I'm looking for like a way to better manage my whole life, because it's like there's just not enough time in the day to get all this stuff done. So I need to outsource something, but I haven't been able to pinpoint where I need help.
Do you think it's stuff around the house, stuff with your business, stuff with like what are you thinking?
Well, I can think of 100 things that I could outsource, but it's like, what's going to make the biggest impact? And that's what I don't know. So I think I'm just going to have to choose something and see if it's worth it. And if it's not, then it's not, and I can cut it off. Really what I want, so if anyone's in Indianapolis and provides this service, holla at you, girl, because this is what I want. I want someone to come to my house for like an hour and a half and calm a crying baby so that I can work out, because that is like the most inconsistent thing in my life and it drives me so nuts, because when I don't know when I'm gonna work out, that also means my showers are all messed up, which means I'm always dirty, and I can complain about that for the next 5 minutes.
Right. You don't want to shower because, I'm going to work out later, and then you end up not working out later, and then you still haven't showered, and you're just dirty and greasy. I get it.
Yeah, but the logistics of getting to a gym that has daycare right now is a little too much, because my girls are on different nap schedules, so, like, someone's always, like, about to go down for a nap, which is a gift in itself, but that is too much right now. So I'm like, if someone could just come to my house and just like watch them for an hour during the day so I could work out, I think that would make a big difference. But I haven't found that person yet.
Yeah, and you can't really plan. And it's like, unless you work out at 4:30 or 5 a.m. before David works out in the morning, forget planning it throughout your day. It's kind of like you have to just wear your gym shoes and be ready all the time.
Which that's actually what I did when Sammy was this age when Opie. I literally would work out like on the drop of a hat. And I don't know, I was just younger back then. I had more energy. This old mama over here, I just don't have that. I need to get my life better organized is what needs to happen.
So you put the workouts out there for accountability. Anything else that we need to verbalize?
No, for sure. The workouts are like 5 a.m. The only reason that gets in the way is if Opie hasn't woken up in the middle of the night and hasn't ate, then she might wake up at like 5:30. She might wake up at 6, but I can't predict that. What I was trying to do a couple weeks ago was when she would wake up early morning, like 4, 5, 6 a.m., I just told myself I was going to work out right after that. I would go feed her and then I would work out. But if she wakes up at 6 and I feed her for like a half hour, then that might get into Sammy waking up. So I just need to say 5 a.m. And if she interrupts my workout, then like that's just one day, right? It'll probably work out most days. So that's my plan.
I think it's a good plan. And if not, this is what the podcast is for us to figure out our life's issues.
Pretty much. And then after I talk about all this, I'm like, oh my gosh, Lauren, just like get your SHIT together. Like just stop complaining and just like make it happen and work it out.
I am the snooze queen, so I have to commit to strangers. I can't even tell you that I'm going to do anything because I don't know. Who knows what'll happen?
Okay, so let's wrap this episode up with 3 things that you're grateful for. So Katie, what are yours?
I'm grateful that we're back on the podcast loop because sometimes we get stressed out, but I always feel 1,000 times better leaving your house. I've just been like energized and just, seeing my bestie fills my cup. That's 1. 2, I'm grateful for cold foam cold brews because those are delicious and is like a new treat at Starbucks that I look forward to once in a while. And I'm grateful for that. And 3, I'm grateful to have access to others who are willing to help. And I guess my mindset, and maybe that's my past or, you know, just the people who've influenced me. Like, I'm so grateful that I'm not afraid to ask for help and to reach out to others and, yeah, reach out to others. Does that make sense? I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I totally agree with the foam, cold foam. Yeah, cold foam. I got one of those on last Friday and so good. And I love that it's like sippable, right? It's not like, well, I guess it's different. If you haven't had one, you should totally try it.
Maybe it's the lid. It's the lid.
Yeah, so I got the salted one. Have you had that?
I have. I have indeed.
It was weird, but I liked it. Definitely, like, good for something new and different. Okay, so I am grateful for David just got a new job, and he had time off in between his two jobs, and it was the summer, and we got to spend so much time together, and I think I'm starting to convert him into entrepreneurial mindset. Not that he has any sort of business in mind, but he's like, he has that itch to get out of 9-to-5 life. And I'm like, holy cow, who would have thought?
It's our life goals to just convert David and brainwash him into everything that we're thinking. We've been trying to let him just quit everything and open our own gym for like years now.
Yeah, and he has just, every single day he gets more on our side, which I'm loving.
So we're scheduling a bro date for Joey and David very soon. Okay, last thing. What are you grateful for?
As much as I feel like I have a lot on my plate, I also equally feel like I have so much help at my fingertips, just with like my network of friends and my online friends with a VA business and with my family. It's like I could call up 10 people right now and get help for a bunch of different stuff. So if I have that strong of a connection, then I have got to figure my stuff out. So I'm just so grateful for like so many people in my life.
Support system, tribe, so huge.
And honestly, I did not feel that way like a year ago. And I've really had to like refocus and get perspective and really pour into other people to really feel as if I had a strong system. I think it's easy to be like, I don't have anyone that I can go to, or I don't trust anyone, like that type of thing. You really have to, like, in my opinion, you have to put out the effort.
Agreed, 100%. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. As always, leave us a review, hit that subscribe button, because we will be back and at it, releasing weekly episodes on all things nutrition, fitness, motivation, lifestyle, you know, the whole deal. Basically helping you be smarter, stronger, and live your best life.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.